Watch, Julian Castro escorts migrants to southern border, agents return them all to Mexico. By John Binder on October 7, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro escorted a group of migrants to the United States-Mexico border, but they were all returned to Mexico. On Monday, Castro traveled to the Brownsville, Texas region of the southern border where he escorted 13 migrants in Mexico to U.S. Border Patrol agents in an effort to get them released into the interior of the country while their asylum claims were adjudicated. The Texas Civil Rights Project confirmed that all the migrants escorted to the border by Castro were returned to Mexico as part of President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. Castro said the migrants identify as members of the LGBTQ community who have been beat up, and one is disabled. We presented them to these border agents and said that they should not be in Mexico, Castro said. The Trump administration has chosen cruelty, Castro said. In a separate post, Castro accused Trump of purposefully killing people. Castro, as part of his broader open borders plan, has vowed to end Trump's effective Remain in Mexico policy where, rather than border crossers being released into the U.S. so long as they claim asylum, they now must wait in Mexico while their claims are adjudicated. The policy has prevented mass fraud of the asylum system, as Breitbart News has reported. As of August, for instance, none of the 1,200 migrants who were waiting in Mexico for asylum in the U.S. had been found to be eligible. Before the policy was implemented, those border crossers would have been released into the interior of the country, forcing federal immigration officials to then find, detain, and deport them after being deemed ineligible for asylum. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.